churches in the United States, if you are not literate, you don't belong. Turn, open your Bible too. Oh, we don't have hymnals now, we put the words up. What's the difference? If I can't read, I can't do it. Does that mean we can't do songs anymore? No. But start thinking through what it would feel like to not be a literate person, and where would that person fit in your church? A pastor said to me once, coming by our booth, that he said, I do stories now. I do stories, and our church has exploded. But it's not that you're being simplistic. It's that you present the information in a way that people can catalog and understand it and remember it. That's the key. I was talking to our pastor about this, and he said, this is great, I believe in it, but where's the accountability? Where's the anchor? And I thought, that's what I first thought when I heard about the story. Who's to know these stories aren't going to run wild? Where's the anchor? Here's the thing. Pen and ink are not sacred. The Word of God is sacred. You and I know that you can go into a Bible bookstore today and buy a Bible that says, Our Father or Mother who art in heaven. And Jehovah's Witness had their Bible for a long time, full of errors. So it's not sacred because it's on a paper. The way we know truth is from the Bible in John 16:12. It says, the Holy Spirit will guide you in all truth. So whether you're hearing a message or reading a message, you have to consult with the Lord to find out what the truth is, or we will be off the page. A person can have a perfect Bible and then tell you the wrong things about what it says. So you always have to seek the Lord for truth. Now, the fact that we're told to be Bereans in Acts 17:11, you know, the people were complimented for checking what the Apostle Paul, the people living in Berea, checking what he said against the Old Testament scriptures. Then again, how many times? Over 130 times the Bible says, it is written, or the scripture saith. So we're supposed to check. And those of you who read can. Is this accurate? Is it true? Always anchor it to the Word of God. The good news is that I can tell you three gospel recordings, scriptures, audio scriptures, Hosanna. There are over 5,000 languages on audio cassette of the Bible, portions of the Bible. People who are literate can check by listening to audio tapes. Not unless you get them to them, though. See, that's our job. If Bibles, yes, when they want to read. And you know, the really exciting news is that the IMB model, the using the story, and they have found that with groups, when they give 50 of the stories, the people come to the Lord, a good percentage of them, they say, that's enough, we've learned now. A third will leave. Another third say, give us more stories. And the last third says, teach us to read. Now, if they become believers, they are ready to pay the price for what will happen in their society for becoming literate, for having the upside down of now the elder aren't custodians of the truth, and the younger will learn more quickly. They are ready to handle the difficulties that they're going to face if they're believers. So leading to literacy for those percentage who also can be the watchdogs to make sure that things stay accurate, it's a balanced thing of presenting the gospel. I was thinking about the fact that early TV commercials were an easel and a pointer and a stick and 5 points of why you need to have this toothpaste. But Madison Avenue's smart. They found out that if you told a story and said, I have 17 boyfriends now because I use this toothpaste, people will buy. Stories. So Madison Avenue had something that they wanted people to believe in, and they figured out how to get it across. The liberal agenda has been propagated through Hollywood, through stories. And here we are with Christians, and we still have a pointer stick and our 5 points. Oh, we're better now. We do it in PowerPoint. Yeah, right. But it's the same thing. It's not the stories that we can go home with, that we can feel, that we can touch. And the concepts are embedded in the stories. They're not empty stories. They're stories with a real point to them. So I think, how long are we going to use that pointer stick? We need to change, and whether it's in our neighborhood, in our churches, whether we equip our missionaries, where we fund, all of these things, think about, are we using the most effective methods to get the word across? One last thing, when I was in India, and I knew that I was going to be asked to speak in a church that was a stonecutter's church. Stonecutters, what do? They sit by the side of the road with a big block of granite and hammer off and make gravel. That's the lowest of low. And I thought, these people aren't going to be literate. I better put my message where I've been saying. So I held up a Bible. This is how you're supposed to do it, if it's from the Bible. But I told the story from the Bible. And people got saved. I'm not an evangelist. It's the Word of God. That happened to me several times, to the point of I realized that although I quoted Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder soul and spirit and joints and marrow of the bone, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I'd been too much explaining and not enough using the Word of God and believing that God's Word has power. And whether it's delivered on a printed page or whether it's in media, we need to get it out in a way that people can understand it.